Practice Test Section 2 You will hear a talk about different types of holidays in New Zealand. First, you have some time to look at questions 11 to 16. Now listen and answer questions 11 to 16. Section 2.
Welcome to this talk on holidays in New Zealand. To start with, I'll run through six different types of holiday, and then, after a show of hands, I'll provide a few more details on the type of tour that the majority of you show an interest in. Okay, first up is freedom walking. As a freedom walker, you have many well-maintained trails to choose from in New Zealand's beautiful wilderness, from coastal tracks along golden beaches, pristine rivers and lakes, through ancient native rainforest to snow-capped mountains. You will carry a fully laden backpack, but you can stop and rest whenever you like. You don't have to keep up with the fitter walkers up ahead. On guided walks, you will have the benefit of expert guides to help you understand and enjoy the history and natural beauty of the landscape. These walks can range from one-day excursions to 21-day treks in remote wilderness areas. So you see, there's one to suit every budget. You will carry a lightweight pack with just your daily essentials. If you lead an active lifestyle and enjoy the outdoors, but are not so fond of walking, a cycling tour is for you. All cycling is on the road. Safety is a priority with our guides, who will keep you informed of road rules, weather conditions, and the type of terrain ahead. The best thing, to my mind, is that you can opt out at any time, whether through tiredness, injury, or just plain laziness. All tours are accompanied by support vehicles, which can uplift you and your cycle along the way and take you to the end of the stage. If you would like to try kayaking, no experience is necessary. You will learn as you go, and it's certainly not all hard work. Imagine paddling through crystal clear water and stunning scenery, where you will see all manner of wildlife, from forest and seabirds to dolphins and seals. At the end of the day, you'll come home to a private beachfront lodge where you will enjoy a gourmet meal with the finest seafood and freshest local ingredients. Sailing has a lot to offer for those of you who like the ocean, but this kind of tour is open only to experienced sailors. The yachts that you hire are fully equipped for exploring the coastline, and the beauty of this method of touring is that you will be able to moor off isolated beaches and offshore islands that very few people ever visit, because they are unreachable by other means. If luxury is your thing, however, then consider a cruise. This is by far the least strenuous option, but that is not to say you have to be inactive. Fishing and snorkel equipment are available, and you would be a fool not to give it a go. It doesn't matter whether you are a novice or a more experienced angler. During each journey, the crew is available to lend a hand with the fishing and share their knowledge of the ocean and local landscapes. Now that you've heard a quick summary of the tours available, you can vote for the one you're most interested in.
Before you hear the rest of the talk, you have some time to look at questions 17 to 20. Now listen and answer questions 17 to 20.
Ah, walking, always popular. There's a wide variety of walking holidays to suit all levels of fitness on the three main islands that make up New Zealand. We offer guided treks over various terrains, from mountainous to flat, throughout the whole of the South Island. In the North Island, there are many different trails that you are welcome to walk on your own. There are also some delightful tracks being developed on Stewart Island, which will need a guide when they are finished. At the end of each guided walk, we have a celebration with a buffet meal and then a few days of rest and relaxation before you move on to the next trail. Entertainment is laid on nearly every night, with the tour guide on hand to arrange interesting talks or local knowledge quizzes and to respond to any special requests from guests. During long treks, you will stay overnight in very basic huts, but between treks we have arranged for self-catering accommodation. Each of these units is equipped with a fridge and a small stove, gas, not electric, but no dishwasher, I'm afraid. There's a television and a small radio, but for access to the internet, you'd have to find a local internet cafe. There are 2 beds per unit, and all bedding is provided, including electric blankets, but there isn't any other form of heating in the unit. Although the common room where the entertainment goes on does have a log fireplace.
That is the end of section 2. You now have half a minute to check your answers. Now turn to...